Naomi-sensei, what do we have?
Nikui.
So today's grammar point is nikui, which when appended to the ma stem of a verb, acts as an auxiliary adjective and indicates that something is hard, difficult, or almost impossible to do. For example, in today's conversation we had,
言いにくい.
Hard to say. Now again, this is attached to the ma stem of the verb. If you're having a little trouble with the ma stems, in the original beginner series, we have a series that goes through creating the ma stem. So you want to go back and check those lessons out. Also, inside the grammar bank, we have a very detailed explanation about conjugations. And we also have a conjugation chart in the resource material section, so you could check there. So, 言いにくい, hard to say. What is the original verb here?
言う.
To say. We get the ma stem?
言い.
Because the ma form of the verb is?
言います.
The ma stem, we drop the ma. To that, we append?
言いにくい.
Hard to. So, hard to say. Let's have another example.
入りにくい.
Difficult to enter. Hard to enter. The original verb here is?
入る.
To enter. The ma stem is?
入り.
To this we attach?
入りにくい.
Altogether?
入りにくい.
Difficult to enter. What was the full sentence?
一人では入りにくいし、寂しいし.
It's hard to go in by myself. And I'm also lonely, among other things. Ah, I like this kohai.
甘えん坊ですよね。
A little spoiled. So, ちょっとやりすぎね. Like, I think he's pushing it. Doing a little too much, you know? He ordered a lot of food. He asked for a taxi home. He asked the senpai to stay with him. So, やりすぎ, if you remember from last lesson, やりすぎ is a little too much.
そうですね. で, I think 星野さん is 優しすぎだと思います.
Yeah, a little too easy.
And he's spoiling his kohai.
そうですね。甘やかしてますね。
But the kohai is taking. So, ちょっと判断しにくいですね。 A little hard to judge. 誰が間違っています? 誰がいけない?
両方ですかね。
まだストーリーは続きます。 The story will be continued.
Okay, and let's just kind of finish out. We had several of the verbs in today's lesson. They were?
その漫画喫茶は分かりにくい場所にあるし。
The comic cafe is located in a place difficult to find. So, 分かりにくい, hard to find.
そうですね。 分かりにくい場所 is the place difficult to find.
So, as 分かりにくい preceded 場所, it acts as an adjective.
そうです。
So, it describes the place. はい。 So, a place hard to find. And finally, we have?
断りにくいな。
Ah, it's difficult to say no.
ねえ、これね、みんな言ってるよね。ピーターがいないとこで。ピーターに頼まれちゃってさ、断りにくいな。
So, you know, he always asks to do stuff, but it's hard. And we do the same thing with you, Naomi-sensei. 誘いにくいな。 It's really hard to invite her to do stuff with us.
ねえ。で、多分今、ゆうちさんはコメントしにくいな。<laughs>
It's kind of hard to comment. I don't know what to say.
と思っていると思います. I think that's what he's thinking.
And again, this na at the end is, it could be two things, like the speaker could be thinking to himself and reflecting to himself, or could be used as an emphasizer, like when we don't want to invite Naomi-sensei.
何?